All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. And, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. That's all the news on the top of the hour. yeah, Monday evening. I hope all you fine folks are doing well. We got a bit of a different episode in store for you today. Recently acquired a release from a local, I guess you could say, super group. It's instrumental. It's kind of like instrumental math rock type stuff. So I'm really excited about that. And obviously I wanted to showcase it today. And I thought, well, let's just do an all instrumental episode. Why not? I don't think I've done one yet like that. So, we're gonna put off listening to that exciting release until a little bit later. I wanted to start things off with something that I must play if I'm doing an instrumental show. Desert Sessions Volume 1 is probably one of the greatest instrumental albums ever recorded. We're going to start things off with the first track. This is Girl Boy Tom on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music stop. Records are $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this month's sale, or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
Okay, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Shooting Guns before that commercial. The track was Barn Burner from their amazing Wolf Cop soundtrack. Great soundtrack to that. Equally great movie. And yeah, the sequel's out now. Shooting Guns did the soundtrack to that as well. And it's just as good. Everything they do is good, so check that out. Wolf People before that with Cromlech from their album Steeple. I'm pretty sure they're from Ireland, I think. Maybe Scotland, but I think more Ireland. Desert Sessions started the set off with Girl Boy Tom 1. There's actually a second part to that song. That was from their first EP, the Volume 1, Instrumental Driving Music for Felons. Came out way back in 97 on Man's Ruin Records. That was after Kaya split, Josh Homme gathered some musicians, I guess, he respected and worked with, had this... I think they took some mushrooms or something and had this big jam session and put it out as that, and it turned into, I think, 10 volumes worth of material that ended up being put out over the course of several years with a revolving door of musicians. This one featured John McBain, one of the original guitarists for Monster Magnet, Ben Shepherd from Soundgarden, Alfredo Hernandez, who was drumming in Caius and would later drum in Queens of the Stone Age, Dave Catching and Fred Drake. Yeah, so probably my favorite of the Desert Sessions. And that one is going for quite the hefty price nowadays. You're looking at... for the vinyl is somewhere around $500 or something. Over the weekend, this album came out a few weeks ago, I think, but finally picked up my hands on it. Agassi is a local band featuring members of Giant Sons and Propagandy, Silence Equals, Union Stockyards, among several other bands as well, but just released an album called Pulse 1A, and it's amazing. When I heard it was all instrumental and I heard who was involved, I was really, really hoping that it was going to kind of sound like Giant Sons, which it totally, totally does. So that's awesome for that. We're going to hear a track from the Agassi album and follow it up with a Giant Sons track. So let's take a listen to this. Here we go. Agassi on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, you're tuned into 101.5 UMFM. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're doing an all-instrumental episode tonight. That was Russian Circles. I think they're from Chicago, with a track called Mako from their 2009 album, Geneva. I think that's my favorite of theirs. I saw them the first time on tour for that album. They were opening up for High on Fire and had no idea who these guys were. Not a clue. And it was at the Albert, too. Awesome. Anyways, yeah, just totally melted my face off that night. And I didn't have a face left to watch High on Fire after that. So I had to go. But yeah, that was amazing. Saw them since then once. And such an atmospheric show. I think there's like so much fake smoke on stage that all you can see are silhouettes playing. It's so cool. Giant Suns before that with A Knife in the Dark from their 2002 album Consonants, I think it's called. I can't really read my writing there. I'm pretty sure it's Consonants. They also have an EP called Dark Satanic Mills, and I believe both of those releases were compiled with a couple extra tracks. Great, now defunct Winnipeg band featuring the guitarist of the band we started off with in that set. That was Agassi from their brand new album Pulse 1A. The track was Coming Down with Cotards. I actually had to look up what that was. Cotards apparently is a syndrome where you believe that you're already dead, or that you don't exist, or that you're already rotting. Yeah, so not something you want to come down with. yeah, and once again, that features members of, Giant Suns, we heard earlier in that set, Silence Equals and Union Stockyards. A great album. It's available at Into the Music in Osborne if you want to pick yourself up a copy. I highly recommend it. I think it's a very limited release, so get your hands on it while you can. All right, what do we got next? We're kind of hopping all over the place with the genres. We're going to get into some psychedelic space rock type stuff now. Ed Mundell from Monster Magnet and Atomic Bitchwax. He's no longer in either of those bands anymore, but he's gone on to form the Ultra Electric Mega Galactic. I can never, ever remember that. I remember parts of it, and I probably get the order wrong, but I'll never remember that name. We're going to take a listen to that. The track is called Through the Dark Matter. This is Sorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Make sure I got this all queued up here. All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
Acclaimed and innovative soul jazz singer Elizabeth Shepherd has made a career from exploring and incorporating new sounds. But on her latest album, she brings her adventurous spirit home to explore a people's history of Montreal. Your first chance to hear the stories Shepherd has woven together for 3 years of interviewing strangers is on Saturday, November 17th, when Jazz Winnipeg presents Elizabeth Shepherd live at the Park Theatre. Advance tickets are available now for $25 plus fees at ticketfly.com or by visiting the Jazz Winnipeg offices located at 7100 Arthur Street. Don't miss multi-Juno and Polaris Prize nominee Elizabeth Shepherd at the Park Theatre on Saturday, November 17th. Proudly presented by Jazz Winnipeg and 101.5 UMFM.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're doing an all-instrumental episode this evening, and we're almost out of time. I got time for maybe one more set here. What we just heard, though, that was Outer Temple, band from Toronto. Name of the song was Shrunken Heads. It's from a self-titled album released in 2013. Apparently, it's supposed to be a who's who of the Toronto music scene. But I only recognized Ian Blurton. That was the only name I recognized in there. He plays guitar, obviously, on that. There was some other. I think someone from Broken Social Scene was in there, and I'm not that familiar, I guess, with those cool cats. So the Ultra Electric Mega Galactic was before that. Started the set off with that Through the Dark Matter from album of the same name featuring Ed Mundell from Monster Magnet and Atomic Bitchwax. It's funny because I guess after he left Atomic Bitchwax, I'm not sure the circumstances, he basically formed a band that sounds very similar to the, well, maybe not similar to Atomic Bitchwax, but it's got the same vibe, the same, going for that same direction, the space, instrumental space rock. I dig it a lot. I think that was their second album, but it only has like five or six songs, so maybe it's an EP. I can never keep up which is which. I knew in the old days, you know, an EP stood for extended play. You put an album on, usually it was a 12-inch, and you'd play it at 45. It's like a super long single. And an album was an LP, a long play. So you put it on and put it on 33 RPM, and that was your album. So, yeah. Nowadays, it's all up for grabs. Who knows? Anyways, so I'm going to finish things off with some Slint and Shellac. The Slint song is from their posthumous EP. If you buy the record or the CD, there really is no information as to what the song titles are. The second song you'll probably recognize as, I think it's Rhoda or Rhonda or something from their Tweeze album. But the first song, you don't know what it's called until I think maybe if you put the CD in your computer, iTunes might pick up the name of the song. But yeah, it wasn't until the internet that I finally figured out or realized what the name of the song is. It's called Glen. It's one of my favorite Slint tracks. We're going to follow it up with Paco from Shellac off of Excellent Italian Greyhound. Thanks for listening. It's been a slice. I always enjoy playing music for you all. And tune in next week. I'll be just coming back from Vancouver, so I hope to make it into the studio. But fear not. Fear not. There's always music to be listened to. All right, here we go. This is Slint and Shellac on Assorted Hour. 101.5 UMFM.